Chapter 112. "I admit that this could have gone better," Llewellyn says, and Cassandra slowly closes her eyes when the roof of a hut collapses behind them. "The village is abandoned, at least," Blackwall says. "Perfect place to fight Devinter agents," Varric agrees. "No one around at all." "Probably went running when they saw the guys in the weird helmets."
"But overall, I think we did rather well, don't you? Please don't look so upset, Cassandra. Vivian says looking like that all the time is bad for your face, and you have such a lovely face."
Varric almost laughs because she's so damn sincere and worried looking. How does anyone react to that kind of face?
"Just get on the deer and let's go," Cassandra says. And this is a definite change from when they first started doing this, and the Seeker would nearly explode every time Llewellyn put even a toe out of line. Rants and lectures about too dangerous and not safe and acceptable risk that he's fairly sure went entirely over Llewellyn's head, except for the tone of voice, which meant, "This is probably important."
At least now she knows how to cut her losses and go. Llewellyn grins, bright and sunny like the poppy flower he calls her, and trots in the direction where they left their mounts. "Not a word, dwarf," Cassandra snaps at him as he walks by her.
"I have no idea what you mean, Seeker," Varric says. "I wasn't gonna say anything, was I?"
Blackwall ignores them both and goes to give the Inquisitor an unnecessary but appreciated boost to her stag. He's chivalrous enough to put the rest of them to shame sometimes.
"But now that I've been invited to speak..."
"You haven't!
I'd like to start by saying how much character growth you've shown over these past many, many months of trials and tribulations.
I will sew your mouth shut!" Blackwall and Llewellyn snort into their hands.
"You don't know how to sew," Varric points out. "And with what needle?"
He thinks he can hear her grinding her teeth.
"You shouldn't be so mean to her, Varric," Llewellyn says to him as Cassandra stomps off to her own mount, and Blackwall helps Varric up behind the Inquisitor.
Horses aren't his thing.
"Cassandra is very stressed and responsible, and we ought not to bother her," Llewellyn says, as if that doesn't fly in the face of everything she ever does.
Then again, it's not like Llewellyn does it on purpose, so Varric supposes it isn't very hypocritical for her to say that.
"On the contrary, Poppy, getting her angry just lets her vent her frustration out on suitable targets," Varric says. "Besides, if I didn't annoy her, she'd just be focused on the future and other things like that. Gotta bring her to the present, you know?"
Llewellyn turns to Blackwall, who wisely busies himself with getting on his own horse and pretending to look over his equipment. Llewellyn keeps staring at him until he gives in and sighs, giving a half-hearted nod because he obviously isn't in the mood to argue against Varric. Llewellyn muses, and Varric latches onto her as the heart lets out a scream and starts running. He still hasn't figured out what she's signaling him with, seeing as she hasn't even grabbed the reins. But he figures it's some sort of elven non-verbal communication. He could probably write Merrill to find out, but he doesn't think he'd understand her answer. Llewellyn is probably going to muse on this tidbit of knowledge a bit more, maybe talk it over with her mind link with her stag, or find someone from Skyhold to chatter about with it. With any luck, she's going to pick out someone who's going to concur with Varric.
"Trouble? Not that much trouble, but it's still trouble. Please hide me."
Sarah can barely process any of that, and then the blasted elf has gone and hidden behind some portraits leaning against a wall. And because Sarah is such a great friend...
"Your eyes are glowing. Shut them."
The eyes look like a smile before disappearing. Sarah should probably ask who or what Llewellyn is running from, and what kind of trouble. But she figures if Llewellyn didn't come in here, staff a-swinging, It's probably something Sarah can handle. Just to be sure, Sarah opens a window, bracing herself against the night air, and listens. No one screaming, no sounds of fights, don't smell no fire, and she can't sense anything that mean real trouble. So it probably really isn't that much trouble. Granted, Llewellyn has a right odd way of measuring trouble. Sarah slips a flash bomb into her pocket just in case. She goes back to reading some messages she nicked from Josephine's desk, and waits. A couple of messages and doodles on said messages later, Sarah's door flies open again. I really should get that thing rigged. You people need to learn how to knock, yeah? I thought you're all supposed to be civilized or something. The Herald! Is the Herald here? A scout wheezes, and Sarah feels a bit worried about the fact that he's wheezing like that. Like, aren't these people supposed to be in shape? The Inquisition needs to work on that.
It's urgent.
Nope, haven't seen her.
She ran away from a marriage proposal.
Sarah almost reacts to that. But she's better than that. Haven't seen her. Probably won't blame her either. Some of the twats that are proposing just look gross. The scout looks incredibly panicked.
She was the one who proposed.
And Sarah. Sarah has to congratulate herself on her own self-control here. Almost chokes. Goes over to where Llewellyn is hiding and rips her out of her hidey hole and throws her out a window while screaming. But she doesn't, because shock or something.
She what?
You haven't seen her?
No one's going to see her when Sarah's through yelling at her.
No, I haven't. Have you tried the Baldy yet? He's usually the one she goes to when she fucks up. The scout sketches a hairy bow before running. Sarah turns to the place where Llewellyn is hiding and hisses when she sees Llewellyn halfway out a window.
I don't fucking think so.